Moncrief on News Talk.
Anyway, if there's one constant in this world, it is that in any busy venue, there will be a queue for the women's toilets. Here's a crazy idea. Just have more of them. The journalist Niamh O'Reilly has done her share of queuing. Afternoon, Niamh.
Hi, John.
Is it just like, is it the way they plan them out, do you think? That the men's loos and women's loos, they give them the same floor space, but like there's actually less accommodation in a woman's loo because it's all cubicles.
Yeah, I think that's definitely an issue. And like, you can't ignore the fact that women do need more space in the actual bathrooms themselves. And in a lot of older kind of buildings, you will really notice it. You know, I don't think a lot of thought was put into it when they were maybe planning out the bathrooms. And it can be a real pain, you know, if you have to queue up and there's no queue on the men's side and you're just standing there going, ugh, why is this always the case? Like, it's hard to think of situations where this doesn't apply. And I think it might be a bit stereotypical to say, but sometimes that may be a football match or something like that. You might notice that men are queuing for a bathroom and women don't have to queue as much and stuff like that. But generally speaking, in my life, if I'm out and about and I need to use the facilities, I know I'm going to have to queue.
Yeah. In this day and age, you think someone might have planned for this rather than leaving the situation to fester continuously. And I suppose that makes it even worse if you're pregnant and you have to queue for a loo. And, you know, time might be a factor there.
Oh my God, it definitely is a factor. Like, especially the more pregnant you get and the more children you've had, the old pelvic floor just, you know, is not the same as it used to be. And like, I can remember being like heavily pregnant on my second child, and we're talking like the 9 month mark, I was ready to pop. And I was probably in town for one of the many dreadful, you know, pre-appointments of, you know, anything stirring yet. And I was in a department store, probably filling in time. And I really needed to go to the bathroom. And there was a big queue, of course, for the lady side. And I just said, you know what? I threw caution to the wind. There was no one at the men's. I ran over, ran into the men's, did what I had to do and came out. And like, the raised eyebrows I got from people was just we're like digging each other in the ribs going, did you see her one? Look at her there. She went into the men's. And I just felt like saying, lads, I'm 9 and something, a bit months pregnant. I really had to go, you know. And sometimes it's really awkward because, you know, you don't want to ask people, can I skip the queue? Because, you know, they might be also really in need to go. So sometimes you just have to do what you have to do, Sean.
Yeah. And were there any men in the toilet when you emerged in the cubicle?
Not a man to be seen. Like, right. This was a department store and it was like mainly like women's clothes, but like there was men's clothes there as well. But there wasn't a man to be seen, thank God. I'm sure like I would have raised that poor man's eyebrows. He would have been like, excuse me, this is the men.
If it had been me, my reaction would have been, oh my God, I'm in the wrong toilet.
That's true. And we all know that feeling. We've all walked into the wrong toilet and gone, oh God, I'm in the wrong one. So yeah, that's true. I could have just confused the poor guy, but everything was fine. Did what I had to do. It was relatively quick and got out of there.
Now, inevitably, and here's one example of a text from a listener, if women didn't spend so much time once they got inside, their queues would be shorter. Is there any truth in that?
I suppose, look, sometimes there can be, but it's probably not for the reasons that texter might be assuming. It's not that we're all standing there putting on lippy and things like that. Like, women have periods and, you know, they unfortunately can be messy. And that can take longer in a cubicle to deal with, no matter what method, you know, you're using, be it tampons, pads, a moon cup, which sometimes can be very messy to change. Sometimes it can take longer with the jigs and the reels and getting this and that out of your bag and fixing yourself up. So, yes, sometimes we do take longer.
Yeah, they're all excellent reasons, it should be said. 30 years ago in Dublin, a group of us on a Friday night used to knock on the door and shout, women coming in, and there was never an issue.
I've heard of women doing that. And look, sometimes you sort of have to do what you have to do. And I've never really had men have an issue with that because they're kind of in and out much quicker, you know, because they can use urinals and stuff and they don't have periods and they don't, generally speaking, have to take as long. to do the physical act of going to, you know, the bathroom, whereas women sometimes do. And also, I have to point out pelvic floor issues. You know, I know men can have pelvic floor issues, absolutely. But it does tend to be women, you know, if you've had children, you know, menopause, all of these things can affect your pelvic floor, and you're just not able to maybe hold it as well as you used to. And time really is of the essence sometimes. Mm.
Actually, this, the same texter says, these days I have a neurological condition, but I have a bathroom needed urgently card, which does the same thing. I didn't know there was such a thing. I want to get me one of them.
I'd like one. Yeah, I think if you've had a few kids and if you've a weak pelvic floor, that would be a nice thing to be issued with as well. But I think we'd have to issue so many of them, it would sort of negate.
Yes, no, my one. I'd have to give a rating then.
What about
What about just unisex toilets? There's no such thing as men's or women's. They're all cubicles.
Yeah, I have no issue with that. I don't encounter many of them, I have to say, when I'm out and about. I'm sure they exist. Perhaps that could be a solution. But I'd love to know whether, do men enjoy using urinals or not?
No, not particularly. Because I think different men have different attitudes towards it. And some urinals have a screen in between them. Some of them don't. Sometimes you can be standing there, you know, about to start, and then the fella next to you starts talking to you, and that is like so off-putting, really. And then, you know, you go, oh God, I'll have to come back later.
Things I'm just so not aware of, but yeah, okay, that's an issue too.
Stage fright, big issue in men's toilets. Niamh, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the journalist Niamh O'Reilly there. We'll take a break, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.